Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day that we see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. And yesterday, we encountered a story of one of Jesus' first followers, Peter, raising a woman from the dead. She was ill, she died, and there were some incredible parallels between Peter's story and a story about Jesus raising somebody from the dead back in the Gospel of Mark. And so at the conclusion of yesterday, I asked you to read that story from Mark 5, and just kind of see where the parallels are. What did Peter do that was the same as what Jesus did? And there are definitely some parallels here. The story starts with Peter being summoned from a great distance. He's in another town, and people come to find him. They send messengers. The messengers come find him, and they say, you need to come and help. And it's already too late. People think this is a lost cause. This is hopeless. The woman has already died, but Peter comes anyway, just like Jesus did in Mark 5. When Peter got there, he sent away the widows that were all grieving this woman. They were all in the room, the upper room with her body. And he sends them out of the room so he can be alone. It's what Jesus did as well. Peter prays. The woman rises from the dead on command. Peter says, rise, Tabitha. She just gets up. And he goes and introduces her to everybody, and they're amazed. And it's a wonderful scene where the crowd realizes what he's done. Some definite parallels between Jesus' story in Mark 5 of raising a young girl, daughter of a man named Jairus, who sought Jesus out for help when he was far away, and Jesus traveled to her home to raise her. So there's some definite parallels there, even to the point of the command that Peter uses. He says, rise, Tabitha. It's one letter different from what Jesus says to this little girl, Jairus' daughter. He says, rise, Talitha, which basically means rise, little girl. So the writer of this story, the person who wrote this down, the book of Acts, probably Luke. Well, no, we definitely know it was Luke. When he wrote that down, he wanted us to notice the parallels. He wanted us to know this is the same story. This is the same thing happening. This is Peter following in his master's footsteps, taking everything he's learned from Jesus, everything he's seen, and now that Jesus has died, risen again, and ascended from the earth, Jesus has left behind people like Peter, the first Christians, the church, to go and do what he'd done, to go and continue his work, to go and continue to proclaim his message, and to continue to raise people from the dead. So imagine the excitement as Peter takes this woman who everybody knew was dead, they were mourning her, getting ready to bury her, and he walks out the door with her from this house where he's been alone with the body, and she's alive. Imagine the excitement, first of all, for her, for her friends who were mourning her, for the whole town. Imagine how word would spread about what's happened here. Not only has Jesus died and risen again, he's left behind people who can do what he did. He's left behind people who can change the world around them, who can be bearers of good news and life and hope and healing, even in impossible situations like this one. This was great news for people back then, and great news for people today too. Jesus' people, the church, Christians, his followers, are still in this world, still at work in this world. Thanks to Peter and his friends and what they did, thanks to those who saw and heard what they did and spread the news, thousands of years later today, millions of us are still learning what it means to follow Jesus. And that means if we're truly going to follow in his footsteps, we too need to go, like Peter, into impossible situations, hoping and trusting and believing that God can do the impossible. That even when things are hopeless, there's hope. What do you think that looks like for us today? That's the question I want you to pause and think about. What does it look like for Christians today to go into hopeless situations and bring hope and life and healing? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.